This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on February 10th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. The time is right for Monday Night Trivia, and here we are. And 3 big hours of this, and I'll tell you all about it. But before we get to it, I've got a lot of people waiting, and that's great. But John said Bonnie and Butternut can't call tomorrow night, of course, because we only have like a half-hour show. But she's in trouble. So, Bonnie, welcome back to WGN Radio. What's going on?
Hi, Raleigh. No, I'm in the hospital. I had a heart ablation today. And, of course, you know, they want to keep you not moving for several hours. And so I'm still in here, and I want to go home.
I'll bet you do. Yeah. But this was scheduled, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, yes. And this is for your arrhythmias.
Correct. And I had 4 cardioversions in less than 3 months. So Ooh. They said it was time.
Okay.
So I just am miserable, and I wouldn't do it on a Monday when you have trivia, but I just need some cheering up, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Now, on the good news side, I assume they told you that the procedure went well?
Yes.
Excellent.
Other than they had to go through both sides of the groin because my heart is twisted.
Oh.
And they said it was a... And I said, well, I guess I gave the doctor a little challenge because he had to scoot around and go on the other side and make some sharp turns and whatever. So I had never heard of that.
Wow.
Nevertheless, I guess, according to what I'm understanding from, they came in to visit me and I asked about that and they said, hearts can be upside down, they can be on the other side, they can be all which ways.
Okay. Okay.
And until you're in there, you don't know.
No.
Even with an MRI, MRI last week.
Wow. Wow. But it was successful, and now of course they know. Now, is this AFib or is this ventricular?
No, AFib.
Okay. All right. So, there you go. And, obviously, they've got you on blood thinners.
I had been on blood thinners. I still am, yes.
Yes, absolutely, because that's about the only concern. Are you in any pain?
No, it's just that I have a bad back, and of course, even though, you know, and all these beds are, you know, got rubber.
Oh, I know.
Plastic, you know.
I know. God only knows what they think, but yes, absolutely. And even though you've got a sheet over it, you still stick to it. Now, did they at least give you a pillow for under your knees?
I have a pillow for under my knees, and they left me be able to adjust the bed, you know.
Which you're going to do periodically tonight, I guarantee it.
Well, I have been doing that all night.
No, you will be. No. Well, it sounds like, other than the inconvenience of it, that you're on the right side of this equation, and if this was successful, hopefully you won't have to do it again anytime soon.
Well, I hope so, too, other than they do say, you know, it may have to be done again, depending.
Right, but exactly.
I'll be 80 in a couple of days, and so I guess who knows what is in the plan for any of us. So.
Well, happy, happy birthday. Now, hopefully you've got something fun planned rather than hospitals.
Well, It's cold in Butternut right now.
Yes.
I'm glad you saw the photos of the
the car that went in the lake. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Really makes you wonder.
Well, the young folks don't realize that when you have a lake that's 33 feet deep at the narrow, as they say.
Yeah.
They're jumping ice heaves, and they thought it was fun. Well, you can't come down, pouncing down in a vehicle, not to go through. I don't care if the ice is 18 or 20 inches deep.
No, unless it's like north of Duluth and it's solid. No, absolutely not.
So. Well, thank you for listening.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, the nice thing about it is it's almost midnight, so the night's basically half over. This will be over before you know it, and you'll be on the good side of it, at least for a while. So keep that in mind, and don't worry about anything tonight. Just do whatever you want. You want to watch TV, you want to listen to the radio, whatever you want to do, do it.
Well, we'll keep you on the radio at least for another few hours.
All right. Well, it's great to have you. Thanks, Bonnie, and let me know after you get home how you're doing.
Thank you very much for listening to me.
Absolutely.
On a Monday night.
All right.
Thanks,
Bonnie. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah, it can get awfully lonely in the hospital. And, I don't like those overnight things, but better safe than sorry. All right. So hopefully everybody else is feeling relatively well, but please keep Bonnie in your prayers. Now, let's release that line since everything else, is full. So now there's one line available. We've got Billy Bob and Barry and Brian and Ruth and Lisa and one line available for you. So now, we do have 11 bumper stumpers, and they do have a theme, although some of the artists are relatively easy even without it, and maybe you'll get one or the other. Now, otherwise, I'll throw out a question. Just found this, actually. People buy this everywhere. Now, in America, they'll pay the most for it, $6.25 on average in Oklahoma. Yeah, the most in Oklahoma. In West Virginia, they'll pay the least, $2.50. What are they buying? All right, so, $6.25 on average versus $2.50, Oklahoma to West Virginia. All right, so that's my question. But, you know, you can have your own categories, as I prove every week. Everybody knows something about something. And Billy Bob has been waiting in line patiently, and he wants Andy Griffith TV trivia. See what I mean? I'm telling you, you know something about something. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And there's one line available, and we'll kick it off with Billy Bob and Bourbon A. How's it going tonight, Billy Bob?
Hey, what are you going to say? This is a 16-time caller.
Oh, good. Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you're keeping track. I keep track of nothing, so that's excellent.
I'd like to first make a request for Fannie Mae by Buster Brown, if you could play that for me later down the week.
Absolutely, I'll play that. All right. Good deal.
All right,
so we'll give you a multiple choice about the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, by God, I'll need it.
All right. Well, which person never guest starred on the show? Alan Hale, Bill Bigsby, Michael Landon, or Bob Denver?
Oh, by golly. I'll go with Bob Denver.
It was Michael Landon.
See? I'm never going to win one of them awards.
Oh, sure you are. We actually just tonight made the decision to buy another color printer because our big old Rico is just giving John fits. So we've got.
Well, I'm going to call back next week and try to win that certificate for Andy Griffith.
Oh, good. And in case
Thank you.
Now, in case you were wondering, Bill Bigsby played a spoiled teenager.
Oh.
Bob Denver played Dud Walsh, and Alan Hale played a guy that came to town looking for a wife and fell for Thelma Lou.
Yeah, I remember where Bill Bigsby, his dad was a lawyer or something, and they picked him up for speeding, and they were going to throw him in jail.
Good deal. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good evening.
Okay, bye. All right, yeah, so we inherited this big old Rico printer. I mean, it's the kind of things you see in copy stores. You know, it's the thing that was easily five figures when it was new. It takes up a quarter of a wall. And I'll be damned if we can really get it to work, because the problem is, like anything else, it's probably now, I don't know, 15 years old. So no computers that we have online have drivers that will really work with this to a greater or lesser degree, sort of. And so John printed out, I don't know, 20, 30 test certificates. And finally, I said, we're getting a new printer. This is going to kill you. And I really think it's just not worth it. So someone lucky will be the recipient of a Rico, because it won't be us. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And Barry is in New Hampshire. How's it going tonight, Barry?
Raleigh.
Yeah.
Happy Monday.
You too. So, how cold is it?
In the low 20s right now.
All right, well, that, you know, that's reasonable. All right, so let's see what we... Oh, okay, here you go. It's edible. You ready?
Yeah.
That's Italian.
That's Italian.
Now you can you can figure it's some kind of pasta thing.
Right, I was going to say ragu, but...
ragu. Well, ragu is the winner, so you better stop talking. Yeah, ragu is absolutely it. That's Italian ragu. You're a winner. Hang on, don't go away.
All right.
So yes, right. I was going to say no. Say that. All right. All right. Let's see what we've got. Oh, we're going to do charts next, and that'll be with Brian. And we're going to do 1966 this week coming up, and then we got Ruth, who songs with the word Valentine. Oh, I can think of more than a few. And multiple choice, if possible. Well, I don't know. Just name me three. All right. So Lisa wants her movie quotes, and we'll do that too. But before we do anything else, time for me to mention the CC Wi-Fi 3. You know, it's interesting. I say that every radio Bob Crane has developed has the best reception. And Wi-Fi radios, of course, they're not going to have AM or FM reception, but they're going to connect to your wireless access point. And here again, Bob rules, because the CC Wi-Fi 3 will connect to even the most sluggish wireless access point. So if you've got Wi-Fi in the house and things are dropping off or not working well, CC Wi-Fi 3 will connect. But that's not why you should get one. All right, why is it so special? Well, for one thing, I plugged it in without an instruction manual. John figured it out, so it's easy. Now, the audio is better than any smartphone in the world right within it. It's got all of the best, and you know, you don't ever sign up for an app. There's no microphone. There's no subscription. There's no ads. There's no monthly fee, and it's got a full-size remote control. So it will work, like I say, no matter where in the house you put it. If you've got Wi-Fi somewhere in there, this will find it. And of course, what you'll find is... Thank God they didn't have this in 1958, or I never would have left the house. Radio stations from all over the world, virtually everything you are listening to on the radio is also online, and the CC Wi-Fi 3 will pick it up. Now, you can go to ccradio.com anytime, take a look at the CC Wi-Fi 3, I swear by it. If you can't go online to ccradio.com and you want to call them, they've got the world's best customer service. But, you know, you're going to have a broadband connection to want to use this. So I'm assuming you do, but maybe you've got some questions. Well, give them a call at 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. They'll answer all your questions. And you can order by phone if you want. Or, like I say, the best deal is go to ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com. It's just terrific. It's the CC Wi-Fi 3. Yeah, it skips all the hassles of that learning curve that so many devices don't. And you will hear more than you ever thought possible, including, of course, WGN Radio. Money is low.
coming no more. Yeah. What's the use in worrying about things you can't do nothing about? Be happy, go lucky. Time will work it out. I'm going.
WTN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? I don't expect you to get the theme at this point since this is our first song, but I do expect you to recognize him. Who is it? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Brian and Joliet, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Hope you're doing well. And I'd like to try Chart Toppers for this date, February 10th, 1966.
All right. Number one, My Love.
Petula Clark.
Right. Number two, Lightning Strikes.
Lou Christie.
Yes, of course. Number three, Uptight.
Stevie Wonder.
Yes. Number four, Barbara Ann, a remake. A bad one.
Beach Boys?
Yes, absolutely. Not the original Regents. Number five, We Can Work It Out.
Oh, Beatles.
Absolutely. Number six, No Matter What Shape Your Stomach's In.
Alka-Seltzer.
Well, yeah, that certainly was the commercial. But who was the quote unquote group? It was on Liberty.
I'll take a guess. The Circle?
No, the T-Bones.
Okay.
All right. Number seven, Crying Time. Oh, you can do this. It's Crying Time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that faraway look in your eyes. I see by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time.
Could I hear a bit?
Well, that'll give it away, but sure, let me find it. I hope I have it. Let's see. I can't imagine I don't. Let's see. Oh, well, it helps to spell. All right. Let's see. All right. So let's see. Yep, here we are. I've got it. All right. Here we are, in audio, no less. No MP3 for you. We're better than that. All right, so here you go.
Oh, it's crying time.
Ray Charles.
Of course. You're going to leave
You're
me.
You're going to leave me.
I can see that far away look.
I can see
All right.
that far away look.
In your eyes.
In your eyes.
All together now. All right. Okay, now. All right. Number nine. No, we missed one. Number eight, My World is Empty Without You, Babe.
Supreme.
Yes. Number nine, 5 o'clock World.
Vogues.
Yes. Number 10, Don't Mess with Bill.
Martha and the Vandellas.
Ah! The Marvelettes. No? The Marvelettes. Marvelettes. Don't forget the wonderful Marvelettes. You're still a winner, but shame on you for not knowing the Marvelettes. But you won.
Well, thank you, Raleigh.
All right, hang on, don't go away. All right, so
Take care.
Absolutely, yes, very good, very good. He got an 80% there. I don't expect him to know the T-Bone, the Marvelettes. Well, that was a little painful. All right, but I'll get over it. Now, we'll wait a moment here. We're going to do charts with Ed in Cleveland, by the way. He wants 1957. All right, a man from the 50s. I like that. We'll get Lisa's movie quote, and we'll get Ruth. So I'm trying to understand, Ruth. So, Ruth, I'm not sure how exactly this would work. Explain it to me here before the news goes on so you can tell me. Songs with Valentine in the title. Now, obviously, if I give you the song, you're going to know what it is. So how does this work?
Well, you could try the artist or a movie, or you could try...
All right.
Let me think now.
Yeah, the first one I think about with Valentine in the title probably has 50 artists. Now, see, if we're going to do songs by the Ballantines, there are two different groups called the Ballantines. That would be wonderful. But all right, I'll come up with one, and we'll see if I can narrow it down. I'll at least get you the year. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So yes, the most well-known, probably, Ballantine song we will get to. And we'll get to those movie quotes and to Ed's charts and to whatever it is you want. That's 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH on WGN Radio.
I'm Dr. Love, baby. Oh, you know Dr. Love. You know the moment that I was born, my nurse gave me the oh, come on. In the science of love as a kid, yeah, I had an IQ of 300. And in loveology, yeah, I have a PhD because I'm Dr.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is it? That's the original Dr. Love. Of course, the Whispers covered it on Dory later, but who is he? Yeah, what's he have in common with our first record? You'll figure it out, will you? All right, so now, I've done my best here on Ruth. So, Ruth, let's see. Are you still with us?
Well, okay. I'm a bit hesitant about this question because there must be so many things with that. Well, Valentine, yeah. And I thought I'm gonna get where I get stumped because no. I don't know enough information.
Well, I've narrowed it down. Now, firstly, yes, there are over 1,600 versions of this song, and believe it or not, 1,600. And the song is "My Funny Valentine," and it was first heard in 1937. You can either tell me the artist or you can tell me the setting.
Okay, it's someone with the last name Green.
That is correct. Mitzi Green. Uh-huh. Now, what's the setting?
Okay. What's the what?
The setting. What is it from?
Oh, I didn't know. It's actually from a movie?
No, it's from a Broadway play. And Mitzi Green, Mitzi Green, you got it right, so you want, who was 17 at the time. She starred in it, and she sang My Funny Valentine, Where or When, and Lady is a Tramp. All three of those came from Babes in Arms, a 1937 play. So that was it. And Mitzi, of course, was a little child actress from the age of 3 on, and she left Hollywood when she was about 14 and was on Broadway for a while, and then she retired. She married director. Sadly, she died of cancer in her 40s. But what's interesting is her husband, the director, they had 4 children together. He lived until he was 96. So Pevney was his last name. Anyway, you knew it was Mitzi Green. It absolutely is.
Okay. Raleigh, did John happen to mention to you about, well, how sweet it is on the fortune cookie side of the street?
I had
sent out over 2,000 fortune cookies in the last 2 weeks.
Very nice.
And one of them won the Super Bowl.
All right.
Did you want to hear that, or do you want me to do that tomorrow night?
Yeah, well, it'll be Wednesday night, because tomorrow night is just a half hour, unless you're up late, because we got about a half hour of show.
Okay.
All right. Well, hang on. You're a winner. We'll talk about it then. Don't go away. All right. So 888-876-5593. Yes, from Babes in Arms, which was a play. And obviously that's a Rodgers and Hart song, Richard Rodgers, Lorenzo Hart, as so many. It was written directly for Babes in Arms. All right. And like I say, 1,600 versions of My Funny Valentine. All right. Now 888-876-5593. We're going to take a gander at 1957 with Ed in Cleveland. How's it going, Ed?
Oh, pretty good. We had a great conversation the other night.
Yes, indeed.
But yes. But anyway, so 1957.
All right, this week in 1957, number one, Young Love.
Oh, this, you know what? There's several versions
of this. That's right. I need the one on dot.
Okay, that'd be Tab Hunter.
Yes, it would. Number two, also on Dot, Don't Forbid Me.
Pat Boone.
Number three, Young Love on Capitol.
Sonny James.
Number four, Too Much on RCA.
Elvis.
Yep. Number five, Singing the Blues on Columbia.
The cover version by Guy Mitchell.
That's right.
Marty Robbins did the original.
That's right. Number six, Moonlight Gambler. Sorry to say it was on Columbia. He was so much better on Mercury.
Oh, yeah, Frankie Lane.
Yes, no, and the Mercury stuff was just exquisite, and that Mitch Miller so screwed up that Columbia stuff, I don't even want to go there. Number seven, Banana Boat, Day-O.
Oh, you know, that's the ones with, another one that has several versions.
Well, forget about the Terriers. Go with the...
Oh, okay, then it'd be Harry. Then it'd be Harry Belafonte.
Yes, it would. All right, and the Terriers were number seven. Okay, yeah. Actually, I guess they were tied for number seven. That would bring us to number nine, Blue Monday.
Fats Domino.
Yes. And number 10, You Don't Owe Me a Thing on Columbia.
Johnny Ray.
Yes, yes, we have a winner. Very good. You've got them all. Let's see how far you go. The rest don't count. You've already won. Number 11, Love Me.
Elvis.
Number 12, Green Door.
Jim Lowe.
Tied at number 12. How do they do this? I don't know, but here we go. That would be I Dreamed on Bally.
Betty Johnson.
Yes.
Betty Johnson.
Anybody who remembers Betty Johnson is pretty good with me, other than Little Blue Man. All right, number 14, Rockabye Your Baby.
Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Number 15, yeah. Blueberry Hill.
Fats Domino.
Yep. Number 16, True Love.
Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Number 17, Love is Strange on Groove.
Mickey and Sylvia.
Of course. Number 18, Marianne on Dot.
The Hilltoppers.
Yes,
version.
Yes, absolutely. You got it. Number 19, Knee Deep in the Blues on Columbia.
Guy Mitchell again.
Yeah. Number 20, Jamaica Farewell on RCA.
By Harry Belafonte.
Number 21, Who Needs You on Columbia.
Oh, boy.
It's
Four
a
Lads?
Yes, absolutely right. Number 22, another dreadful version of Banana Boat Song on Dot.
Oh, I didn't know there was a version on Dot.
Females group.
Oh, the Fontaines.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Yeah.
Number 24, Since I Met You Baby.
Ivory Joe Hunter.
That's right. Written on this chart as IJ Hunter. All right, number 25, A Rose and a Baby Ruth.
George Hamilton the Fourth.
Yep. Number 26, Love Me Tender.
Elvis.
27, Jim Dandy.
Laverne Baker.
28, I Love My Baby on Columbia.
Oh. We've gone through all the Columbia people. Group or solo artist?
I would say it's a solo artist. I would say it's a female.
Okay, Jill Corey?
Yes, Jill Corey is absolutely right. Absolutely. Why do you remember her? All right, that's pretty good. All right, number 29. Can I Steal a Little Love? Capital.
Oh, Dean Martin?
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, okay.
But you did very well. You got to 29 without missing a beat.
You know, if I would have picked R&B or country, I probably would have even had them all, you know.
Well, yeah, but of course I wouldn't have necessarily had the chart that way like this. They didn't.
Yeah, the pop charts. But, back in 57, you know, of course, you know, that was back in the day when you have several versions of the same song. And believe it or not, I have a promo 45 on RCA back for a while that they were doing promos of both sides. Of a particular release on both sides of the
course.
Record, like you might. Well, the version of "Day-O" by Harry Belafonte, it's with its flip Starro on one side. The other side is another version of that song by, of all people, Johnny and Jack.
Painful. All the way around, yeah. Now, what's really interesting about the charts, of course, they were calling it the top 100 by 57, not yet the hot 100, right, but at least the top 100. But they also had bestsellers in stores, most played in jukeboxes, and most played by jockeys, radio airplay. So, three.
How far does your chart go on that one? Like,
well, the top 100 does go to 100, but then most played by jockeys, we've got 25 of them. We've got 20 most played in jukeboxes and 25 bestsellers in stores.
Just for grins and giggles, why don't you give me five of the bottom ones?
All right.
Let's see if I can get them.
Well, yeah, because a lot of these wind up becoming big hits later. So,
yeah,
and some
okay.
of them don't, of course. So let's start okay. with number 96 then. Two Different
okay.
Worlds.
Don Rondo.
Yes, on Jubilee. 97 is Blue Moon.
Somebody did Blue Moon.
I'm afraid. This is alarming to me.
Oh, Elvis' version charted?
Yes, it did.
Okay. And that was actually a Sun recording,
yes,
by the way.
But it was sold to RCA, so it's
right.
it's listed as Victor. But
yeah.
yes. Number seven. Oh, I love this. Wisdom of a Fool.
Oh, the Five Keys.
Yes, on Capitol. Nice purple label. Number 99, Old Ship.
Elvis again.
Right. And number 100, Crazy with Love.
The B-side of Singing the Blues by Guy Mitchell.
You betcha. Very good.
And that was actually, I like that side better.
Well, that happens so often. All right. Well, excellent. Well, you are a winner, as usual. Don't go away. Stay right where you are.
All right.
So, 888-876-5593. Let's put Ed on hold and not lose him. Yes. All right. Success. And we're going to do movie quotes with Lisa in a moment. We're going to have another bumper stumper, too. Oh, one of my favorite records. Maybe you'll get it. Maybe the theme will become apparent. Maybe I'm dreaming. But I did have a question. People buy this everywhere. In America, they'll pay the most for it in Oklahoma, $6.25 on average. In West Virginia, they'll pay the least for $2.50 on average. Pay the most and least for what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Stay with me. Everywhere I go, I can't conceal all the love that I feel for you. Stay. Never let me go, my head goes spinning around and around when we kiss. Darling, like this. Oh, how I miss your tender kiss. Stay with me.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? What does he have in common with everybody else we've been playing? 888-876-5593 from the 50s. All right, we're going to go to the 40s for movies, don't you know, with Lisa in Dundee. So hello, Lisa. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you. How are you doing, Raleigh?
Well, I'm all right. How about yourself?
I'm okay.
All right.
I'm going through a lot of old papers and throwing them out.
Oh, is it tax time? No.
No, it is, but this is just, I'm just a bit of a hoarder, I guess, when it comes to paperwork, and now that I don't have my little dog to cuddle most of the day during the day, I have decided to catch up on my paperwork, so I'm not shredding, but I'm tearing everything up, and I'm making a good dent, so I'm happy about that.
And I got to ask, so a lot of these things you, of course, haven't seen in decades. What's the strangest thing you found?
Well, it nothing really strange. It's all insurance stuff. You know, when you go from one company to another and the pamphlets and the, you know, it's just inundating. And half of it, you know, most of my bills are paid not online, but automatically. So I don't, it's not like I have to worry about that. So I just throw them in a pile and then I, you know, put the pile in the closet and start a new pile.
Okay.
So now I'm trying to get through it all and throw it all out, which is what it should be.
There you go.
So.
All right. So,
anyway, I have to ask you first before you give me my question.
Yes.
Do you, how do you feel about Dickie Goodman's novelty songs?
I liked Dickie Goodman in terms of, you're talking about the break-in stuff. Yeah, they got sued. So my favorite was, of course, Buchanan and Goodman on trial. But I thought Dickie was an interesting character.
I like those songs, like Mr. Jaws and the ones
right,
where they, you know.
Right, right, which
so
he did.
So if you want to just play one for me, whatever you like.
Well, probably Buchanan and Goodman on trial, like I say, when they got sued.
That would be great.
And,
I just love those kind of songs.
Yeah, yeah, no, he was a very interesting guy, absolutely addicted to gambling, you know, would go to the racetrack all the time, and sadly killed himself, which was really, really sad when that happened. His son is an investigative journalist in Pennsylvania. So anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, let's see what we can do with movie quotes from the 40s. I promised you last week we would do the 40s. So, okay. And, you know, I tried to find this particular site on my computer that's on the air so I could play the audio, but for some reason it's not coming up there. I'll have to worry about that later. Why? Because it's sure on my laptop. I guess I could hold it close to the microphone, but that's not the best way to go.
Well, maybe I won't need it. Let's.
All right.
Fingers crossed.
All right, let's see. And it was a very interesting movie. I don't use a pen. I write with a goose quill dripped in venom.
Oh.
Let's see if that's audible if I hold this up to the... This is really Bush League, but let's see what we can get with this. And maybe you'll be able to do it. I don't know. Well, maybe I won't be able to do it. Let's see. Oh, here we go.
I know my company would be glad to pay you $5,000 if you endorse the ad.
I don't use...
I know what it is.
What is it?
All right, with the goose
oil. It's, It's the one with Gene Tierney and Rex Harrison. Not Rex Harrison. Yeah, Rex Harrison. The Ghost of Mrs. Muir.
No, it's a movie called Laura.
Oh, Laura.
1944, one of the most stylish, elegant, moody, and witty classic film noirs ever made.
Oh, I know the movie upwards and backwards.
Okay, producer Otto. Producer Otto
Preminger. I heard Gene Tierney's voice, yeah. And that's what made me think of The Ghost of Mrs. Muir.
Well, you know, there were so many good quotes in that. I loved A Doll in Washington Heights once got a fox fur out of me.
So, those old movies are just the best.
Yeah,
just the best.
Yeah. Well, there. Okay. I guess I shouldn't have played it. You probably would have gotten it without that.
No, maybe not, because that wouldn't have. But now that you mention it, it is. It's Clifton Webb, and he's the one that says that.
Okay.
She's trying to get him to endorse a pen, and that's when he says, "I don't use a pen." He's yeah.
Goose quill dipped in venom. I love that.
Yeah. Great movie.
The best part of myself, that's what you are. Do you think I'm going to leave it to the vulgar pawing of a second-rate detective who thinks that you're a dame?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, next week I think we might go to Oscar trivia.
Oh, well, I'll prepare.
It's getting close to Oscar day. So,
okay, I'll prepare.
You know. Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thanks,
appreciate
Raleigh.
It. All right.
Bye.
So, 888-876-5593. Now, we have had three bumper stumpers, don't you know, three. And let's see how Billy Bob has some guesses, or maybe has some guesses on what costs $6.25 in Oklahoma and $2.50 in West Virginia. All right, Billy Bob, what do you think?
You're right. I've got the price. Was it a pair of compression socks?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, shoot. How about a triple-bladed disposable shaver?
No.
Well, there's a store, Oberweis. You ever hear of them? They sell milk. They got chocolate shakes that are pretty expensive. Could that be it?
No.
Well, one more then, and then I give up. It's a Sudoku puzzle book.
No.
Okay. Oh, by the way, did I mention it? I'm a 17-time caller now.
Oh, yes, you are. That's very good. Keep track. All right, thanks.
Have a good evening.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
So, it's people buy it everywhere, and in America they'll pay the most for it, $6.25 on average in Oklahoma. In West Virginia they'll pay the least, $2.50 on average. Pay for what? That's our question, and we have three bumper stumpers so far. So I expected you to guess artists, if not theme, but so far nothing's happened. So we've got next hour for that. We'll have four more, and maybe things will become more clear as the time goes on. And if you don't know my bumper stumpers and you don't have any idea about the theme and you don't even like my question and don't know what people are paying $6.25 for anyway, you can have your own category. And sky is the limit on that, as we prove virtually every Monday night. It is Monday Night Trivia. We're live on this, the 10th of February, and that, is, in case you're listening to it as a replay on Friday, it is Monday the 10th, just before the full moon, which is technically Wednesday morning, but I'm about 7:30 in the morning or something, 7:53 a.m. Central Time. But I would say tomorrow night is probably your best shot at seeing it in its glory and splendor, don't you know? All right, so Cleveland Dennison Elgin is going to take some guesses. All right, what you got?
I'm thinking it's a driver's license.
It is not. That's a nice guess. It's not a driver's license.
It's close. Okay.
Yeah, I like it, though. Very, very creative answer. Not even remotely close to the real one, but very creative. I'm impressed.
All right,
thanks. Appreciate it. Uh-huh. All right. So, yeah, I don't know what driver's licenses cost. I know that passports, I think, and the passport card cost $130 because I just had to renew mine. And, you know, they say you wait for 6 weeks. Well, the passport came like, I won't say days, but a couple weeks. Haven't gotten the card yet. So, of course, I haven't checked the mail either, but I'll do that. But yeah. And, of course, even though you supply your own picture, I'm past the point of being able to look good in any of them. So I looked at the expiration date, and it's something like 2035, and I said, oh, good, it'll outlive me. All right, so we've got two more hours of Monday Night Trivia, and hopefully you will participate. I believe Fran and Austin and Jeff and Beloit are going to, so join them on WGN Radio.
Yeah! Something smart to say. Somebody's always trying to take my baby away. Somebody's always telling her she looks so fine. Somebody's always trying to get her change her mind. Somebody's always trying their best to lead her astray. Somebody's always trying to take my baby away. Every time I look around, there's some new guy filling up my baby's head with all kind of guy. If there ain't
WGN Radio. Who is that? What's he have in common with everybody else you've been playing? Yeah, great record, 1964 on OK. Billy Sherrill produced it. Yes, indeed. All right, so 888-876-5593. Fran in Austin wants to do 1965 lyrics, and I'm ready for her. How are you doing tonight, Fran?
Oh, well, I'm here. Hanging in there.
Well, good. All right. So,
I had to get my toe chopped on today, so it's a little sore.
No, tell me no. Are they done chopping now?
I don't know. It's a long story, and I'll tell you about it tomorrow night, but because my doctor and I are having a disagreement, so I'll go into it tomorrow.
Oh, man, I hate that, because he's the one with the knife.
That's right. Oh, he did do some chopping on my toe, enough to, not as much as, anyway.
Yeah.
It's sore, but other than that, hey, what the heck? That's all I've got to worry about.
Then things are really good. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
But even so, frustrating. All right, lyrics, 1965. Once when we'd meet, you'd run to hold me tight. Life was so sweet until tonight.
Oh, shoot.
Why make me cry like you do? How can you be so unkind? Please start loving me or leave me. Tell me what's on your mind.
Oh, good old Patty Duke.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tell me what's on your mind?
What's on your mind?
Exactly. I was going to give you, if it's a game, I don't want to play it, but I knew that would be too easy.
That would have given it to me right away. Yeah.
Well, you are a winner, as usual. Hang on, don't go away.
And if it's goodbye, all I don't want to say it.
That's right, exactly. Oh, man. I hope they drugged her before they made her do that kind of stuff. All right, don't go away.
Yeah.
So, 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. All right, so now I see on the screen that Mark wants original Star Trek trivia, and John just gave me the question. So, all right, Mark, I'm ready for you.
Good evening. I heard an interview today about Sly Stone, and man, it was interesting.
What'd you learn that you didn't?
Genius.
What'd you learn that you didn't know?
Well, several things, but one thing I learned was that Dance to the Music was what he regarded as his sellout song from his first album. He regarded it as a sarcastic middle finger kind of gesture to his more commonplace listeners. He said, well, you know, I want to make gourmet food on this album, but if you want a sandwich, just take your sandwich and get out of here.
Okay, there you go. Yes, it was his sellout song.
Sly was...
On his really intelligent debut album, A Whole New Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they said about it, it was just pure genius.
All right. Well,
a lot of words and a lot of layers, and the record company said, you know, you've got to put something more accessible on this album.
That's right.
He did.
And it worked. He can talk about being a sellout all he wants, but it worked. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
a big hit in 1968.
Yeah, so there, that's right. All right.
Yeah.
So now Star Trek, the original pilot, The Cage. You remember?
Oh, yes.
Who was the last living cast member?
Oh gosh. It was, let's say, either Majel Barrett one of the Jewish guys who played the brain creatures.
Nope.
How about Jeffrey Hunter?
How about not?
Okay, I guess I don't know then.
Laurel Goodwin.
Who played
Yeoman J.M. Colt.
Oh, now this one is plenty obscure. There's no way I would have known that.
Well, that's why John picked it out.
Yeah.
Yes. And she was in a lot of stuff. I mean, she was Elvis Presley's love interest in Girls, Girls, Girls in 1962. And
that's the Yeoman who was in competition, so to speak, with Majel Barrett's character.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I remember her.
Yep, she made it till 2022.
And she was not above making some nasty remarks. What she said of Majel Barrett's character, number one, they'd have more luck matching him with a computer. You know, because the creatures were trying to choose a mate for Jeffrey Hunter, and he hadn't seemed to be happy with Vina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well very very good. So, yeah, she was in a number of things, including Papa's Delicate Condition, that Jackie Gleason movie. Yes, and
okay.
She was also in The Glory Days, Sam Peckinpah, and a number of other things too. So she had quite the career.
What was her name again?
Laurel Goodwin.
Laurel Goodwin. Okay.
Yeah, like I say, her first big thing was Girls, Girls, Girls. But a lot of people remember that she starred right alongside Jeffrey Hunter in The Cage, the rejected first pilot for Star Trek. And so, that's the deal.
And she got labeled by the creatures as having the lesser intelligence, but the more vigorous spirit.
Ah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal. Well, we'll do it next week.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. Appreciate it. All right. So glad John did that, because, of course, I would have had no idea who any of these people were. All right. So we're going to talk to Jim in Richmond. Firstly, Jim, how are you doing tonight?
I have a lot of things to talk about, but I guess I'll call you on Wednesday.
Okay. Or the last hour tomorrow night, you know.
Well, the last hour tomorrow night is a lot of people call.
Well,
but
we'll see.
I want to start out by saying, Bonnie, happy birthday.
Yeah.
And we're all praying for you.
Absolutely.
And number two is, I've got a lot of heart stories because I was at the heart doctor today.
Yeah.
My sister was at the heart doctor last week.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say, she said she had a twisted heart. My mother raised 7 kids and went to the doctor. She was in, you know, chest pains. And they said, well, you're raising 7 kids. And he gave her tranquilizers.
Oh, geez.
And then they found out that the main artery to her heart was blocked.
Oh, God.
And a new vein
had grown.
Formed.
Yeah, had grown.
And she was in the record books for that.
Wow.
So the heart is a mystery. So I'll call you Wednesday and let you know about all this stuff.
All right. I'll look forward to that. So shall we do Big Bang Trivia?
Yes.
All right. Well, considering we just talked about Star Trek, we'll have a combination here. In the staircase implementation, when Leonard is telling Penny about when he moved in with Sheldon, he tells of Sheldon's barriers to Leonard being worthy of living there. His first barrier is the ubiquitous question of whether he preferred Captain Kirk or Picard. What was Leonard's answer?
Picard.
Absolutely. The original series over Next Generation, but Picard over Kirk. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And I want to ask all the listeners to pray for Bonnie.
All right. And you too. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
all right,
bye.
Good deal. All right. So we'll add to Jim's stash. I know John's listening, so put down another something for Jim. All right. Now, we'll be going to World War II, don't you know, and Vietnam. Oh, good. And your calls as well, if you will. It is Monday Night Trivia. Now, we have a question out there, and it'll become a straggler if you don't get it tonight, but I figured we'd have a lot of guesses, but maybe not. People buy this everywhere in America. In America, they pay the most for it, and on average, in Oklahoma, $6.25. In West Virginia, they pay the least for it, $2.50 on average. Pay for what? And, you know, people probably buy it all over the world, but in America, they buy a lot of it. Most in Oklahoma, $6.25. Least in West Virginia, $2.50. So that's my question. But if you don't know my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers, well, then you can have your own category, and sky's the limit on that, because everybody knows something about something. Bruce in Elwood is going to do World War II, and Jeff in Beloit is going to do Vietnam. So, okay, you get the idea. So call 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. And let our love fade away.
can let me, I know what to do. Oh, you got the best days of my life. Now I've tried and tried to make you see the real side, that you're the only one for me. But I keep on hoping that you'll catch your notion to stay here and stand beside me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who are they? What do they have in common with everybody else you've heard heard tonight? Yeah, so that's that. Now, our question, people buy this everywhere, and in America, they pay the most for it in Oklahoma at $6.25 on average. In West Virginia, they pay the least for it, $2.50 on average. Pay for what? So if you don't know my question, you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit. Yes, speaking of Sky, Jeff in Beloit wants Vietnam-era aircraft. So, Jeff, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I've got a guess on your question.
Okay.
I would think it would be a Big Mac.
It is not. That's interesting, though. God, I hope they're not $6.25 somewhere, but they probably are. That's what I was trying to think about. But no, it's not. I like that, though. It's a good answer.
I wouldn't mind paying $2.50. I'll tell you that, though.
I don't know anymore. I'm not 100% sure what's in any of that stuff. Yeah, I'm not sure I want to eat it. All right, so Vietnam War aircraft.
Sure.
With an endurance time of over 6 hours, it was a key reconnaissance aircraft flown by the U.S. Navy. What is it?
They had a couple of them. They had a Crusader, they had the F-4 Phantom, and the 105.
And none of them are it.
Wow, a reconnaissance then. I think you got me on this one, but I'd like to make a comment about last week's question if you tell me the answer.
It is a Grumman E-2 Hawkeye.
Oh, okay. E-3 was the AWACS.
Okay.
All right. Last week's question, you asked me about the 8-engine plane, and I said it was a B-52. One thing that's interesting about that plane is if they were in a muddy field or a rice paddy and they had to get out of there, the 8 engines weren't sometimes enough to get out of it. So they had solid fuel rockets in them called the J-2 Assist. Well, some guy gets the idea that he wanted to mount one of those. It's solid fuel. So after you light it, you can't shut it off.
Right.
So he decides to mount it in his pickup truck.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Is this one of the guys who wins that contest where you're too dumb to live? I forget what they called it, but that kind of thing.
You're in the right category, but you're talking about eyes rolling, a heifer with his eyes rolling in a hailstorm. Can you imagine after he lit that rocket off in a pickup truck what the expletive would be? Because I'm sure it was airborne.
Well, I'm sure he only got half of the expletive out.
Well, I'm sure he took himself out of the gene pool, but needless to say, they said they found a score mark in the nearby mountain from there.
I'm pretty sure it got a Darwin Award.
Well, next week I want to try to switch to bar napkin trivia.
Oh, fine. Bar napkin trivia. I'll be pleased to find questions.
Because I think this was probably on a bar napkin, too, but...
All right,
yeah, I think it would be a good category, get away from Vietnam, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, just now when I put bar napkin trivia, I got offers from Etsy to buy bar napkin trivia. All right, I think they mean the napkins themselves, little napkins selected for the very best or unique in custom phrases. Oh, just terrific. All right, well, very good. Yes.
Well, thank you, Raleigh.
All right, thanks for calling. And appreciate it.
Prayers to Bonnie and have a good night.
All right. Yes, absolutely. So, Bonnie, hope you're doing well. Actually, what I hope is you're sleeping and not hearing a word of this because you'll be up and it'll be daylight. But if not, hope you're doing well. All right, yes. Yeah, so we can get many trivia napkins. You know what I want to find out? What's the most often printed phrase on a trivia napkin? All right. I don't know that I'll be able to come up with that. But we have a vintage lot of cartoon bar paper. All right, well, I digress again. Stacy in Algonquin, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Can you repeat
the question?
Yes, I can, and then I can give you 5 minutes to think about it while the news is on. You ready?
Okay.
Well, people buy this everywhere. In America, they'll pay the most for it in Oklahoma, on average, $6.25. In West Virginia, they'll pay the least for it, on average, $2.50. Pay for what? There's your question. You think about it. We'll be back right after the news right here on WGN Radio. Okay.
Worse than a bloodhound, you track it down, baby.
I'm your own business.
Don't put in folks' business when you know they're not willing.
I'm your own business.
'Cause one of them jigs in your eye can be a long time healing.
I'm your own
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Hard to believe that you know a record by this guy, but you do. 1961 on King. All right, and what does he have in common with everybody else we've played? All right, so I'll just move directly along. We have a question out there, and maybe you'd like to answer it. I don't know. People buy this, well, everywhere, really. And in America, they pay the most for it in Oklahoma, $6.25 on average. In West Virginia, they pay the least for it on average, $2.50. Pay for what? All right, there's our question. Now, we have Stacy in Algonquin, and with that, she's going to take a gander and a guess at this. What do you think, Stacy?
Bananas?
No.
Potatoes?
No.
To renew a driver's license?
Nope.
Let's see. I'm going to give up on this one.
All right, so we move right on to that girl?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that girl actually shared a writer and producer with another sitcom. You can either tell me what was his name, and it was a 5-time Emmy winner, I'll have you know, or what was the other sitcom?
Oh, let's see. Was that Rhoda?
No, it was, believe it or not, The Dick Van Dyke Show, and it was Bill Persky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay, Raleigh.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
And stay well.
Okay, thanks, you too. All right, so, yes, Bill Persky. And, yeah, a lot of good credits in that guy, to say the least. All right, so let's see. We have, I do believe, firstly, we did Jeff and Beloit, did Vietnam era. That takes us to Bruce and Elwood. We're going to do World War II. How are you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing okay, Raleigh. How are you doing?
All right, can't complain. So we're going to talk.
I've seen a lot of Hawkeyes launched.
Oh, yeah.
Aircraft carriers.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet that's true, yeah.
Yeah. They always put them up first before they start launching the jets.
There you go. All right.
Because they get the big radar going. They check the airspace and the weather and all that stuff all
right
up there. But
so what I want to know about World War II,
okay,
is what battle gave the United States naval supremacy over Japan?
The Battle of Midway.
Yes, we have a winner. It's just that simple. All right, hang on. Don't go away, Bruce.
Oh, okay, thanks a lot, Raleigh.
All right, good deal. So, yes, Battle of Midway. Yes, and if you're a real World War II aficionado, of course, that would be considered an easy question. Hell, it was even hard for me to find it. All right, so we'll be talking with Tony in Phoenixville for classical music trivia. That's right, the greatest hits of the 1700s, 1800s, and 1900s coming up on WGN Radio. My all-time favorite song, So Who Is That? Yes, and what does he have in common with every other artist we've been playing tonight? That's our Bumper Stumpers, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. I now turn to something I know absolutely nothing about and I'm proud of it. Tony in Phoenixville, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm ready. I'm 0-1 at the moment, but ready for my ritual humiliation.
Well, no, I think you're going to get it, and there'll even be a hint. All right. The Golden Goose is a 1926 work by what English classical music composer? And the hint would be he's better known for his orchestral suite, The Planets.
Gustav Holst.
Absolutely right. Very good. See, I told you you'd get it. Excellent. All right, may I never hear it. Hang on, don't go away. You are a winner.
All right. Thank you.
Good deal. So, Tony strikes. I knew when I said The Planets, because that's supposedly familiar. Don't ask me. You know, often when I hear these near-death experience videos, you know, I've mentioned before that when I go to sleep at night, I turn to YouTube and I try to find something that's interesting enough that my mind doesn't completely wander to the day's worries or whatever. But, boring enough that I don't stay awake to hear it all. And these near-death experiences are the perfect things because I don't care if I hear the enema or not. And usually I fall asleep within minutes, but occasionally it's longer. But one of the perplexing things is all these people who talk about the beautiful celestial music they hear. And all I want to know, am I going to hear my obscure R&B oldies? Because I don't want to hear any beautiful celestial music. That's right. And God forbid, no classical music. I want to hear something with a backbeat. And no one has been able to answer that. Probably have to have some psychic on the air or medium or whatever they are that communicate directly to answer that for me, but has not happened. I won't mention any names, but one of the things we did a couple of years ago was we talked to this medical intuitive, and this was 10 days before John's catastrophic hemorrhagic stroke in the thalamus. She didn't pick up on a thing. All right, so, yeah, there goes my faith in that. But I'm sure somebody else might be more attuned, but, 10 days away from it and doesn't even have a hint? All right, but, you know, my videos do their job. They put me to sleep, and that's the good news. But still, the lingering question is, on the other side, can I still hear my R&B oldies? Yeah, this is important. All right, so it is Monday Night Trivia. If you're listening on Friday night, please don't call. No one's here to answer the phone. On the other hand, if it's Monday night, like now, that's right, the 10th of February, 2025, we're pleading for your call at 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Because, of course, Trivia, the only show that I can't do without you. That's right. I can prattle on about anything Tuesday through Thursday, but on Monday night, it's unfair for me to play Trivia since the answers are in front of me. But they aren't in front of you, and we will craft a question just for your desires, whatever it is. So, you know, if you know our bumpers, that's great. If you know my Trivia question, that's wonderful. If you want your own category, sky is the absolute limit on that. Everybody knows something about something, so fess up and tell me what do you know about. 888-876-5593. Now, my question again, people buy this all the time, probably everywhere in the world. Well, in America, they pay the most for it in Oklahoma, $6.25 in Oklahoma on average. Yeah. West Virginia, they pay the least for it, $2.50 on average. What is it that they're paying more for in Oklahoma than anywhere else? By the way, Hawaii is right behind Oklahoma on that cost. And as far as West Virginia, Georgia's right behind West Virginia on it being the cheapest. So, yeah, I've got, and Illinois, by the way, it's surprisingly cheap. In fact, looking at the 50 U.S. states ranked by average of the cost of this, Illinois, state number 47, is tied with Alaska and Kansas at $3.50 for one. So what is it? Georgia, $3.01. West Virginia, $2.50. All right, so 888-876-5593. Oklahoma was a surprise. I can't imagine why it costs the most in Oklahoma. But obviously, I guess people are willing to pay it. Behind Oklahoma, like I say, Hawaii, Massachusetts, then Idaho and North Carolina. That's the top five as far as where you're paying the most for it. The bottom five, South Carolina, Alaska, Illinois, Kansas, Georgia, and West Virginia. All right. So that's top bottom six, actually, but there you have it. All right, so Kenny is a first-time caller, and I have a feeling I know what bumper Kenny knows, and I'll be impressed. So Kenny in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio. What'd you hear you know?
Hi, Raleigh. Actually, I'm not a first-time caller because I remembered years ago you and I discussed my brothers, the Four Shells, who were a 60s doo-wop group.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, right. We haven't talked in about 5 or 6 years, but it's good to talk to you again.
Yeah.
Just wanted to tell you that was Eddie Floyd.
Of course it was. Never going
to
find
me
a girl
looking like you. I used to sing that to the girls when I was in high school.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And right, the Four Shells, you betcha, on Volt.
Yes,
and,
yes. That's right. Oh, God, you got a... unbelievable memory. That's right.
And it was, Reputation was a B-side. That's a big Northern Soul hit.
Oh, my God. You remember that? And Hot Dog.
Yes, of course. Hot Dog, My Baby's Coming Home, 1966.
Yes, that's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Absolutely, I know them. That's right. And they were terrific. And like I say, they're still alive with Northern Soul, but I bet, you know, you wouldn't get 20 cents out of it, but maybe some
you
notoriety.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right. Well, you are a winner. Eventually, at some point before you die, you'll get a certificate and something else you don't want.
Awesome.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away.
Sure.
All right.
Thanks, Raleigh.
So, good deal. Thanks for calling. Do it again soon.
My pleasure.
All
Thank
right.
You.
So good deal. Yeah, the Four Shells. We'll have to play them. I got to write that down. And maybe we'll either Reputation or Hot Dog or maybe both. Who knows? Yeah. If you're not familiar with them, you should be. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Now, every week we talk to Naoto, and it's always an interesting conversation because he is all into the Myers-Briggs personality types. And again, what's most interesting about this is how many organizations and employers do the personality test to determine which of the 16 Myers-Briggs type you fall into. And it's interesting how this works out. And it's also interesting when you look at the way school is taught and all this, how they're failing a lot of Myers-Briggs types, that's for darn sure. But with that in mind, we've been talking about the secrets behind different MBTI types. We're giving hints. And so far, Naoto's been nailing them. So Naoto in Japan, how's it going tonight?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to museum today.
Oh, yeah? What'd you see?
I'm not sure, but, you know, there are historical stuff, obviously.
Okay, all right.
Well, yeah.
Good enough. At least it's something different.
Yeah.
All right. So, this is the Myers-Briggs type that plans within schemes within plans. Actually, you are in a simulation. It is their simulation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is?
Oh, well, at least I can say is they are J type.
Yep, they are J. You're absolutely right.
And I think they are intuitive.
And they are intuitive. You're absolutely right.
And I think they are introverts.
They are introverts. So we just have one left, thinking or feeling.
Oh. Okay, I think they are INTJ.
Yeah, absolutely right. They're thinking. You betcha. They can't stop thinking. They're plotting it every minute. You are 100% right. All right, Naoto. Good
Thank
deal. Well, hang on. Don't go away. All right. So Naoto strikes again, knows his Myers-Briggs types. And like I say, I'd be surprised if at some point in your life you weren't asked to take this little Quizlet. And that's what they were looking. They were trying to find out, are you an introvert or an extrovert? Do you think sensing or intuition, thinking or feeling or judging or perceiving? Yeah. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh Boyer in Nashville has got some guesses on something. So Boyer, welcome to WGN Radio. What are we guessing on?
Oh, I'm about to go to sleep, but I had to call in.
Thank you.
So I know what you're talking about. It's a can of Spam.
Oh, it is not a can of Spam, but that's a nice answer.
Oh, darn.
I'm so sorry. Yes, well,
okay.
If it was a can of Spam, I don't think it would be second most expensive in Hawaii, but you never know.
Well, Spam is very popular in Hawaii.
Oh, it is, of every variety. They have flavors of Spam that the rest of us have never heard of, or let alone conceived. Nothing.
I like M&M Spam.
Oh, God.
They put M&Ms in it.
Yeah, these are people with clearly too much time on their hands.
I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, well, don't be. By the way, don't be. You'd be utterly stunned what they put in this stuff.
Well, did you play that really old school Charlie Rich?
I played no Charlie Rich tonight. It's Monday Night Trivia. He doesn't fit into that.
Oh, okay. Well, I call in Thursday.
Oh, I know, but you see, requests come Tuesday through Friday. Monday Night Trivia, they're all bumper stumpers.
Oh, trivia.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to lay here with my head on my pillow and listen to you.
Okay, good. Thanks. Go to sleep. Appreciate it. All right. So sleep is sacred. Yeah, it's Musubi is Spam in Hawaii, actually. And there are so many types. They have a Musubi birthday cake made of some type of Spam. And that's Okinawa, actually. And it's Spam and sugar and rice wine. And I don't even want to think about it. All right. So, God, I guess that's a dieting aid because I certainly don't want to eat after going through those ingredients. All right, so let's see what we have here with David in Muskegon. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, Raleigh, you know, I wanted to ask Fran something. I'm totally blind and so is she. I was wondering how many different playlists she had and on what device and how many songs or minutes of music she had on each individual playlist.
I wonder if she even knows any of that.
Yeah, because you wonder if she knows any of that?
Yeah, because a lot of us don't make playlists and do stuff like that, you know. I was lucky to throw 3,500 obscure oldies on my AM station, and that was years ago, and I don't even revisit it. So, no, some of us just don't do those things.
How many minutes of music can you go on your oldies station before it repeats?
I have no idea, but it's meant to repeat. It's in categories. It's got powers, and it's got all sorts of different categories, and some of it's meant to rotate faster than others. They're not equally played.
Okay, now what does it depend on? What song
me.
Sold the most
no,
or what?
No, it only depends on me. Do I want to hear it most often?
Oh!
I don't do this for listeners. That's why when listeners call and make a request, I always say, I can't stop you from listening, but I'm not going to encourage it. Thank you. And that's the end of it. So, yeah. No, this is for me. And
The call there is to the radio station, because I'd like to listen to it.
KJAA, and you can hear it online, kjaa.us. That's my website, and I've got a link to my stream.
Oh, KJAA?
Yep.
I'm going to see if I can get that on my Alexa.
I have no idea. I hope not. I don't know, but I hope not.
Oh, really?
Well, I certainly didn't try. Just like I, you know, I don't try to get this website seen. No, this is for me. And I've got a couple people in Belarus who listen and write occasionally. I've got one guy somewhere that asks for what titles they are regularly. Some of the players show the title, some of them don't, and whatever he's using doesn't. So he asks very often for what stuff is. And then I've got a few people in a place in Germany that I can't find on a map. And that's okay. Eventually I might just geofence it for me, but for right now, anybody can hear it.
Yes, I wish that I could how would I set mine up so anybody could hear it that wanted to with some of my playlist?
Well, firstly, you don't want to do that, because if you actually make this public, you're going to have to pay SoundExchange for the right, the royalty right to do it. And,
okay.
And the minimum is $1,000 per station, and then you have to report.
Okay.
And that's annual.
Oh, SoundExchange.
Yeah, and that's annually. Yeah, SoundExchange. Now, this was set up by Congress. This, and if you're streaming, you also might have BMI on ASCAP and CSEC, that I don't, and GMR. That I don't know. But you definitely have to pay SoundExchange, and that is that's a congressional statutory deal. And unfortunately, they don't have too many small-time players, which I wish they did, to lobby, because a couple of years ago, it went to $1,000 minimum per every station. So I'm streaming two stations. I'm paying $2,000 a year just for the right to stream it.
Oh, wow. So it's $2,000 a year.
It's a grand per each station. So, I've got two different radio stations that I stream.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the format on your other radio station?
Oh, it's the number one station in Gila County. It's a country blend of something. Listeners love it. I don't listen to it.
Oh, okay. SoundExchange. Yes. Now, I'm learning something here, and I'm glad I am, because I got, like, several different playlists.
No, you can't make them public without paying.
Okay. I'm glad you told me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because... You know, it's because I believe the Napster deal, am I right?
I don't think it has anything to do with that, actually. It's very involved. We could talk about that some night, but not where I got 2 minutes to news. But it's very involved, and there's a lot of players involved in this. They also would like to force terrestrial stations to pay SoundExchange, but so far they're exempt from that. But terrestrial stations, of course, have to pay the performing rights societies. You understand the difference. The performing rights societies pay the publishers, and then they pay the writers. And the SoundExchange is paying the artists and the record labels. Now, of course, I consider that a joke on KJ, because I'll be damned if anybody can find Shamal Records and Shamal Number One, the only thing ever released on Shamal, I play regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
And I was wondering about that. So it's $1,000 per year.
Per station.
To stream.
Per station.
Per station,
yeah.
On SoundExchange.
Yes, that's the
what I would be paying.
That's the bare minimum, and then you'd have to do reporting.
And how do you do the reporting?
Well, firstly, I don't know if you're going to use a service to do this. If you do, they'll do it for you. But otherwise, you've got to be able to interpret every song you played, how many people heard it.
Oh.
See, so you're gonna have to get your server stats. But I don't think you're gonna run a server from your bedroom. So. You're probably going to use a service. Now, if this is more than a handful of people hearing it.
Yes. Because it might be just a handful.
Well, if it's just a handful,
like,
don't tell me about it on the radio and I'll keep my mouth shut. All right. So you've ended the night. So were we doing anything else? Did I miss something?
Did we
hour. You've ended the hour. I got to do the news. Did I miss something on your... Oh, you're asking about Fran. I don't know. Maybe she can call in and tell us.
Okay, that's
all right,
cool.
Good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it, David. All right.
Yes.
So 888-876-5593. Yes, the night is not over yet. Premature. There is another entire hour of trivia. This requires your participation. Get out of bed and get to the phone. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? What does he have in common with every other artist we've played tonight? All right, so far, only guess was, it was a pretty obvious record too, but even so, was Eddie Floyd. I never found a girl to love me like you do. Yeah, but everybody else still hanging in there, not guess. And no stabs on what they have in common. So we got three more to go, and then, of course, I'll reveal if nothing occurs to you. Our trivia question is, people buy this everywhere. In America, they pay the most for it in Oklahoma, $6.25 on average. In West Virginia, they pay the least for it, $2.50 on average. Most and least what? 888-876-5593. Sam and Gurney wants to take a guess. What do you think, Sam?
Hey, Raleigh. How are you doing tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
We're doing all right. I just tuned in, so I apologize. Perhaps somebody else already called in with this, but I was going to say a dozen eggs.
No. What's your next guess?
Nope.
I'm still stuck on $2.50 for a dozen eggs, even in West Virginia. That's an amazing deal right now.
But I didn't have anything else in line, but I'll throw something out there. Like, how about premium fuel?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Sure. Have
All right.
a good night.
So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. All right. So let's see. All right. So Laura in Willowbrook wants lyrics from The Sound of Music. All right, so I'm looking at a few of these. My arbiter on this is if I know them, well, then they're too easy. So, if I look at this and say, I think I could answer that, then that's not good at all. So let's
understandable.
Let's see. Here we go. Oh, I must stop these doubts, all these worries. If I don't, I'll just know I'll turn back.
You want the name of the song?
That's all I want.
Okay. I Have Confidence.
Absolutely right.
Oh, and by the way, thank you. Shout out to the lady in the hospital.
To Bonnie.
I hope she gets out soon and feels really good.
Yeah.
And real quick, it's funny you get a trivia question about the movie Laura. That's what I was named after.
Were you really?
I'm named after Murder Mystery. I always thought, why didn't I ask about that?
Yeah, that could have been an interesting conversation.
Yeah, so thanks, Raleigh.
All right, well, hang on, don't go away. All right, so yes, absolutely, absolutely right. And maybe some night we'll do Laura songs. Laura, what's he got that I ain't got? That's the one that first comes to mind for me. All right, and then, of course, there's Laurie songs, but she dies. She comes back from the dead in that. But I digress. All right, so your participation is needed. If you don't like my question, what people are buying for the most money in Oklahoma for over $6 and in West Virginia under $3, $2.50, what is it? You can have your own category. Sky is the limit. Full moon watchers, I'd say tonight's the best, Tuesday night. Tuesday night's the best time to watch it because the full moon is at 7:53 a.m. Wednesday morning. So it is the snow moon. The next new moon, if you're into writing those prosperity checks, is February 27th at 7:45 central. And Mercury in retrograde, not this month. That'll happen in March. And the retrograde may start, but we'll talk more about that. Today was Umbrella Day and Clean Out Your Computer Day. Yeah, man, open that puppy up. If it's a desktop, you'll be surprised what's in it. Yeah, start. Dust mites of all shapes and varieties. All right, so that's all that's going on here. Other than that, I can prattle on, but I'd much rather play trivia with you. So 888-876-5593. Other than that, let's see what happened. Yesterday, Major Harris would have been 78 on Sunday, born in Richmond, Virginia, but of course known for his work in Philadelphia, joined the Delphonics when Randy Kane left, and then went solo in 74. All right. Carole King turned 83 yesterday. Barbara Lewis turned 82. Now, Bobby Lewis would have been 100 years old Sunday, born in 1925 in Indianapolis, died at the age of 95 from pneumonia in Indy in 2020. Barry Mann is still with us, I'm happy to say. Turned 86 over the weekend. And he was married for a long time to Cynthia Weil. Yeah, they were, of the Brill Building, they were the most enduring couple. They were married for 61 years. She died at 82, June 1st, 2023. So he's a widower now. Mark Mathis of the New Beat turned 83 on Sunday. Bread and butter and all that, yeah. And Larry Henley sadly died in 2014. But Mark Mathis, it was Lewy body dementia, 77 years old. Johnny Sayles, you're saying, what the hell was he in? He was in Kings of Rhythm, Ike Turner's group. And he was in well, of course, the Johnny Sayles band. And he was born in 1937. He would have turned 88 yesterday as well. All right, so Ernest Tubb. Also born on Sunday. Boy, something about February 9th. A lot of birthdays. Ernest Tubb would have been 111 Sunday. Died in 1984 in Nashville. Emphysema, just 70 years old. All right, so Stephanie and Madison are going to take some guesses on our bumpers. All right, get down with your bad self. What do you know?
I heard Tommy Edwards.
Nope.
And Richard Berry. Tommy Edwards?
No Tommy Edwards.
How about Richard Berry?
Yes.
Have Love Hotel.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Richard Berry is 100% right. I wonder what you thought Tommy Edwards was. Did you,
I know. It was a ways back.
Oh, you probably thought he did Stay With Me. No, not even close.
Okay. I had the radio down somewhat. Yeah. And, you know, I have hearing aids now. But sometimes usually my hearing is pretty sharp and pretty good with picking up artists. But, by the way, Mark from Aurora had mentioned Sly and the Family Stone. What he was referring to, there was an interview on Fresh Air tonight with Terry Gross Amir Questlove Thompson.
Questlove, of course, is what's his name? Why can't I think of it right now? But his son, Leandra's son. Yep. Yes, absolutely.
Yep. He started, touring with his dad and stuff, helping him. But the guy is, Questlove is brilliant. He has done a documentary. It's going to be on Hulu starting on Thursday, a documentary about Sly and the Family Stone.
All right, good. Yeah. I'll check that out.
I'll do because, I love Questlove. I absolutely love him.
He did his father proud, that's for sure.
He sure did. Yeah. And I love Lee Anderson and the Hearts. Love
him. Now, at the end, Lee couldn't sing, which was sad.
That is sad.
Yeah, we used to see him all the time in Philly. And, those final years, it was like, oh, God, no, let me remember the way it was on the records.
That is really sad. Yeah, I have seen that happen a few times in Clear Lake. People who, really had it, couldn't really sing their music later on.
Right.
And some people look like they are going through the motions. I didn't judge. But yet there are people like when Lloyd Price was alive, 84 years old. That guy still had it. He could still do it.
Or my famous example, who I've never heard anybody better at this, was the Jive Five. And
I love those guys. I love them.
Everything he did sounded exactly like the records. It was just amazing.
Got a real quick request. I know you've got people lining up, but you had mentioned doing a show about Jesse Belvin. I don't know if you've done that.
No, I haven't. I really do believe if he had lived, he would have been every bit as big as Nat King Cole.
Oh, he's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Somebody Loves You, Guess Who?
Oh, Guess Who? Yeah, his wife, Joanne, wrote it.
I love that song. If you could play it. Also, and I don't know if you're going to want to play this one, but the Buchanan Brothers, Medicine Man.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, right. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I haven't heard that song in years. I'd love to hear that one. And Jim from Richmond, I will keep Bonnie in my prayers. I love that guy that was, you guys were going through, was it 1957, top 100? That was fun listening to him. He was just really, really going.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Absolutely. The Buchanan brothers, and that was Terry Cashman. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. The Buchanan brothers, actually, the real Buchanan brothers, since it wasn't the Buchanan brothers who did Medicine Man, not no real people, were a couple of brothers, country music, RCA, in the 40s.
Okay.
And their biggest hit, and it was played on jukeboxes in the 40s all the time, was Atomic Power in 1946.
Oh, wow.
And they were,
oh, my gosh.
They were featured in a movie, The Atomic Cafe. And they also had When You See Those Flying Saucers. And so it was Chester and Lester, the Buchanan brothers, not to be confused with Terry Cashman and all that, who were the Buchanan brothers. So, yes, Dennis Minogue was his name. But, so that was the deal. And it was by the way, it was not only Terry Cashman, I say that, but it was Pastilli and West. It was all three of them who were the Buchanan brothers.
Right. You know what? Also, I don't know if you ever played Don Gardner and Dee Dee Ford.
I Need Your Lovin'? Yeah, played that fairly regularly. Whoa. Yeah. In the early 60s, used to play it. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You know she was married to? And she was married to, she was with James Brown. I think she might have also been married to Joe Tex, Dee Ford.
Really? I'll be darned. I don't think she was married to James, but that's interesting. I'd love to. I'll have to look her up and find out about her particulars personally.
Find out about her particulars, because I remember I went on Siri because I wanted to check out info on Joe Tex. I love Joe Tex.
Uh-huh, sure.
And I think that I'm trying to remember the story, but she might have been with him possibly. I don't know if they were married, and she was with James Brown, and then James Brown asked Joe Tex to take her back, and he said no, I didn't want anything to do with her.
Dee Dee Ford wrote "Let Me Down Easy," and that was Betty LeVette, her biggest hit ever. That was a Dee Dee Ford, but her name wasn't Dee Dee Ford. I'm trying to think of her name, and it was nothing like Dee Dee Ford. And why can't I? It started with a W, but Richa or something. But that's terrible. But it was something else completely. And her she was married, but not to any of those people that I know of.
Right. Right. Well, supposedly Don Gardner said that he thought that song was a piece of garbage. Okay. Didn't really like
Risha
it.
Holloway, that was her name, Risha Holloway. Risha Mae Ford was her maiden name, and Risha Holloway was her married name.
How do you spell her first name?
W-R-E-C-I-A.
Okay, Risha Holloway. Wow. Okay.
Holloway, yeah. That was her husband. But she was she's from Newark. That I knew, but I guess it was through connections that she got turned on to Bobby Robinson, who had Fire, and that's where I Need Your Lovin'. If Don Gardner didn't write it, he didn't like it. He wrote it, that's interesting. Not necessarily the way it was produced, but he wrote it. So
Well, I think I remember reading it years ago in Wikipedia. Supposedly. Like Dean and Jean, that's not their real name.
Oh, of course not. No, well, yeah, like Don and Juan. No, of course not. But
Exactly.
I think there are some things that are under Risha Holloway if you look for it. If you like that, but Let Me Down Easy, and I think Betty LeVette did a great job with it.
A great song.
But Dee Dee Ford died early, like I don't know, early 70s.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
kidding.
Yeah. And yeah. That was the deal there. That's why you never heard more from her, because she didn't make it. But I don't remember the particulars of what her cause of death were, or who Holloway was a married name. I don't know who Holloway was, but like I say, she died in 72, so she would have been born she would have been born in like 36, so she died very young. She didn't have time to get married too many times.
Right So, that's sad though,
of course.
Well, hey,
all right. Good deal. I will
love talking to you.
Yes, and I will definitely, and hold on, we'll confirm that address because you recognized Richard Berry, but I will definitely get Guess Who for you this week. Don't go away. All right.
I love it. So, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So she was from Louisiana, Dee Dee Ford. That, and, you know, beyond that, I don't know. She wrote other stuff besides Let Me Down Easy, but I always think about that because it's such a great record. But anyhow, 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And I think it is time that we take care of business and then hopefully come back with your call on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? All right, what's he have in common with everybody else you've been playing? Okay, so the Dee Dee that was involved with James Brown was Dee Dee Jenkins, and that was his second wife. Dee Dee Ford, who was Risha Holloway, married Calvin Holloway, she was Risha Ford originally, in 1955 in Newark. So as far as I know, I don't see any divorce records on them. So she was married to Calvin at the time that she was introduced to Robinson, who put her together with Don Gardner. So that's all I know. Never bothered to look before this, but that was the deal. She broke up because she wanted to write songs, and that was the deal. So let's find out about the news, then we'll get back to Jim's requests and hopefully your answers on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. James, and we have a half hour left of Monday Night Trivia. I will be revealing all the bumper stumpers, and this one is a gift. Somebody, if you're listening, should know this song as far as that goes. In terms of what is it? Well, I guess we'll be finding out, hopefully, from you, or I'll reveal it again before the show is over. Now, as far as the question, it'll become a straggler if you don't guess it tonight, but of course we'll retire next week if you still don't get it. And it's a common item people buy everywhere. And in America, they pay the most for it in Oklahoma at $6.25 on average. In West Virginia, they pay the least for it, about $2.50 on average. Pay for what? All right, and if you don't like my questions and you don't know my bumpers, then you can have your own category, and we prove that every week. All right, Jim is in Richmond. So, Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Raleigh, thank you for taking my call.
Always.
I want to start out that you and John has helped me tremendously. And I want to say that I need everyone to give support to Bonnie.
Oh, absolutely.
And wish her a happy birthday.
Yeah.
In the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
And number two for you, you talked earlier about songs that you love.
Mm-hmm.
Can you play three of the songs that you talked about earlier today and say it's from me?
Oh, sure. I don't know what they were at this point. I know I played one that I loved, which, of course, was Eddie Floyd, Never Find a Girl Like You Do.
Right, but you were talking about there was an era that you loved and earlier today.
Oh,
and
God.
Can you play three songs from that era?
If I'll tell you, Carol will be listening to the replay because she gives me all my notes, so she'll tell me what they were, because at this point, I don't remember anything.
Because I haven't heard anybody requesting songs, but all right. If you can do that for
sure,
me.
Sure, absolutely.
And thank Carol for me.
Yeah, you betcha.
And Ronnie, we love you.
We do. All right, Jim, thank you.
And then also, you hung up on me before.
I did? Oh, I didn't mean to. Oh, when you got an answer right, I hung up on you. But I think that John got it down on his notes. But let me put you on hold to have him confirm that he did.
No, but that's okay because I've had so many winners.
Oh yeah, you got a lot of certificates coming. That's for sure. Maybe you'll be able to insulate your house. But
right.
All right. Good deal. Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay. Bye. All right,
fine.
So, yes, indeed, and let's see. So it is Monday the 10th, or it was. It's a little after midnight now, so it's Tuesday the 11th. But if you're listening on Friday, remember, it's a replay. Call on Mondays. Every Monday, we love to hear from you. Raul Sita would have been 97 tomorrow, and from the Harptones, of course. Yeah, just wonderful. I think William Dempsey is the only original surviving member now. Otis Clay would be 83 on Tuesday. Yeah, he died in 2016 in Chicago, sadly. Ral Donner would be 82 today, Monday, and he was from Norwood Park, right in Chicago, and sadly died from lung cancer in 1984. Roberta Flack, 88 today, and she grew up in Arlington, Virginia, but born in Black Mountain, North Carolina, and of course did a number of wonderful things. Rochelle Fleming from First Choice, 75. All right. Happy birthday, Rochelle. Jerry Goffin would be 86 tomorrow. Sadly, died 2014 in Los Angeles, 75 years old. Slim Harpo would be 101 tomorrow, Tuesday. And he died in 1970 in Baton Rouge, just 45 years old. It was a heart attack. Leon Haywood would be 83 Tuesday. Favorite of mine, that's for sure. And he was born in 1942 in Houston. And he played in Sam Cooke's band up until Sam died. He was in that band. And then he died in 2016 in Los Angeles, 74. Lou Johnson. Yeah. Oh, man, a lot of good Lou Johnson stuff. Would be 84 tomorrow. Died in 2019 in San Bernardino. So might have to play some Lou Johnson this week, that's for sure. And Earl Lewis of the Channels is 84 tomorrow, and he is still with us. And Sergio Mendez would have been 84 Tuesday. Sadly, he died in September, and it was complications of long COVID, and just 83. Yeah, rest in peace there. Jimmy Merchant of Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers turned 85 today. Bobby Boris Pickett would have been 87. Died, unfortunately, in 2007, leukemia. And Wendell Sawyer of Blue Magic turned 74 yesterday, born right in Philadelphia. So, and he's still got a group of Blue Magic together with Ted Mills. And I think Rod Wayne died in 2016. And I think that Richard Pratt died a couple of years ago. And Keith Beaton died last year, I think. Anyway, little Johnny Taylor would have been 82 Tuesday, and he was born in Conway, Arkansas. And he died in Conway. He was born in Gregory. Died in 2002, 59 years old. And Gene Vincent would have been 90 born in 1935 in Norfolk, and of course died in 1971 in Newhall. And when I was living in Newhall, I moved into an apartment specifically because I had a view of the cemetery where Gene Vincent was buried. Well, everybody's got to have a view. So internal hemorrhage and heart failure. He was only 36 years old, but he was living in pain. That's for sure. After that injury, and it wasn't a war injury. He was in the service, but it was an automobile accident. But his leg was just mangled and a constant source of pain. And doctors continually wanted to amputate. And he just said, absolutely not, which, of course, was his choice. But it was so painful. It really was such a drain on his heart. And therefore, like I say, internal hemorrhage and heart failure, just 36. All right. So Karen in Hyde Park has a bumper guess. All right, Karen, what do you think?
Pookie Hudson and the Spaniel.
Of course it is. We have a winner. Absolutely. It is Pookie without the Spaniels, by the way. It is Pookie.
Oh, was that without them?
Yeah,
oh.
it was Pookie as a solo act. So, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but that's good enough. You're absolutely right. It was. So you win. Takes forever to get anything. They're not worth anything anyway, but the certificate's a lot of fun. So hang on, and we'll get your address.
Okay.
Don't go away. All right. So, yeah, it does take forever, and apologies about that, though. We are moving along, printing out certificates and that kind of stuff. All right. So let's see. We're going to do World War II with James, and we're going to do radio trivia with Gary. All right, that's always fun. So all that and more is coming up, and your chance to get in on Monday Night Trivia as well. So 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
And beat 'em up. When I was young and didn't understand, but now I'm a grown up man, baby. I knew girls were made for kissing. Never knew what I was missing, baby. Now my life is not the same. My whole world has been rearranged.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? Obviously not the Intruders, but an artist that you absolutely know. And what do they all have in common? All right, so we're going to get to a World War II here in a moment. But we also have radio trivia with Gary in Austin. So Gary, how's it going?
It's going, you know.
All right. Uh-huh.
Hanging in.
All right. Well, I got a question for you. All right.
Hopefully I'll have an answer.
You probably will. This was a couple of brothers going back. They were born like 1910 or so, 1909. So they were quite old. But they wound up becoming big, big players in the theater business. And they owned a ton of theaters, as far as that goes, and booked both live stuff like the vaudeville days and also movies. And, you know, they had amazing facilities. But in the mid-50s, they sold their movie theaters and used the profits to purchase 45 television and radio stations, okay? And actually, they always had video at the heart, so they started an early version of pay television, literally where people would feed quarters into a top box on a television set. Needless to say, that didn't lead, but they wound up investing a lot in cable television and became one of the largest early cable providers, and so most obviously with CATV, underserved markets. But these 45 radio and television stations included some wonderful top 40 stations. Absolutely wonderful. So tell me what the group was.
Ooh.
You can do this. I know you can.
Yeah. Maybe is it Bartell?
No, the Bartell brothers. No, they didn't have a background like that. But no, you should be able to do this. Closer to your home. You should be able to do this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Boy. This is interesting.
Yeah. And so.
But no, it's not. It's not Gordon McClendon.
No, of course not. Nope.
Hmm.
Oh, you're going to kick yourself if you don't get this.
No, I will.
You really will.
Okay, I have. That's okay. I'm ready to kick myself. I probably have some place on my leg. I haven't kicked myself yet, so.
It's the story of Balaban.
Oh, that's how they started.
Yes.
Oh.
And they did. And it is a very interesting background as far as that goes. Elmer was one of the two brothers. And their mother, actually, they immigrated from Europe. They were Jewish immigrants. And they immigrated and, basically had nothing. And they got into the movie business because their mother returned home after seeing the first picture show. Obviously, they weren't talkies. Says, boys, that's the business to get into. It's a great business. People are paying money before they even know what they're going to get. When you think about it, I guess that's true about movies. And so
that's true.
The brothers and their brother-in-law, they had a brother-in-law, and it ultimately was five brothers, I think, pooled their money and leased a theater. And again, this is well before talkies. They had a violinist to give an aura of class and all that. And they started building theaters, including pipe organs and all that, and would hire the vaudeville performers and all that. But of course, then in fact, they were the first theater to have a mezzanine and a balcony and all those kind of things. But, after talkies came in and all that, they had a ton of theaters. And one of the brothers became president of Paramount. And Sam Katz, the brother-in-law, left to become head of production at MGM. And so this was really big stuff. And but in the mid-50s, the brothers, especially Elmer, just kind of soured on owning the movie business and used the profits to purchase the television and radio stations.
Yeah, I knew they had KBOX and WIL, and
right.
I think they might have had WOKY too, but I'm not sure.
No, that's going back to the Bartell brothers again. But no, they had Hartford.
Okay.
They had Hartford. So, that was the deal. In fact, Elmer wound up living in Chicago. And so that was the deal there. But they were a very big deal. And yes, I thought K-Box was a wonderful radio station. WIL was as well. They were terrific radio stations.
Yeah, K-Box was the first station I listened to as a young 6-year-old child.
Oh yeah, and it captured you, I'm sure.
It did.
Yeah, absolutely. And same with, WIL. I hate to say it, but against KXOK, I would have gone with WIL, And,
it broke my heart when K-Box went country in 67.
Oh, I know. You're so right. But anyway, so now you know the history of Balaban.
Yeah, great. I appreciate knowing that. Thanks.
Okay, good. Talk to you soon. Okay, thanks.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, so 888-876-5593. And yeah, the Bartell brothers had an interest, and their sister Rosa had an interesting history as well. Maybe we'll do that sometime. But Chubby in Chicago has a bumper guest and a request. So, okay, welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you there? We have lost Chubby.
Tubby.
Okay, great. I was saying, I wonder who Chubby is. Tubby, I know Tubby. It says Chubby right on the screen. So I thought, I wonder who Chubby is. I know who Tubby is. All right, Tubby.
Okay, let's hurry up because it's almost past.
Yeah.
Look, how are you, first of all?
Can't complain. How about you?
We better not complain. We got so much to be grateful for.
Yes.
Okay, number two, shout out to Jim James and Danny D. And yes, we need him as much as he needs us.
Yeah.
Don't you forget it, he's a little baby.
Yeah.
We need you too, okay?
Yeah.
I come home, you ain't calling in, I'm going to be upset too. Now, my song, I want to hear some of that Bossa Nova stuff.
Okay.
Your choice.
Okay, I'll do that.
Next week.
Yeah.
And also, do you like Frank Sinatra at all?
Oh, yeah, especially some of that Capitol stuff. Yes, I do.
And I was talking to you, remember I was talking about that stuff when Nelson Riddle was doing orchestration?
Yeah.
I thought that was so special.
Yeah.
And my seat, look, everything keeps breaking around here. The song I wanted to hear, I got some nice stuff, Kim. I got some nice stuff. Anyway, and the one song I wanted to hear, because it wasn't coming up on YouTube, was that, I'll think of it in a minute. That's why I have to write stuff down. But also, that's Bossa Nova.
Yeah.
Anytime you want to play that other stuff, What a Difference a Day Makes, you can play that.
Okay.
And pick out a song and play it and say, this is one song I really, really have liked over the years. So I know you always be jamming anyway, and I appreciate it so much. I just want you to know how special you are in my world because you're honest about what you like and what you don't like. Yeah. You don't have to fudge it. Because people don't realize, who are you going to bring to the table but yourself?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, right? So you can't bring nobody but yourself and bring you. And I love that about you.
Well, thank you.
One more thing. Oh, then find that lady with all them chickens.
Ah!
And I called, I'm coming from work late or whatever, and I get to right at the end, I'll be listening to the people. Next thing I know, the show is over.
Yeah.
I called And I called another day and couldn't get in because you had the answer machine on.
Yeah.
So anyway, love you, Riley.
Okay, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Vera. Vera was sentenced to 9 years in prison, and I still say she did not steal $1.5 million worth of chicken wings on her own. There was more to this story, and I never did hear about who else was involved with that. That was not a solo act. I just don't buy it. All right, so let's see. I was going to do James, but I realized I'd better start at least doing the bumpers and see then if we have time for James, because I got a question for him. That's for sure, his World War II question. But before we get there, let's deal it. All the records we played tonight were done by solo singers who had also been part of well-known groups. So, and our gal who guessed Pookie Hudson, yeah, you betcha he was in the Spaniels, right? And I Know was on Double L Records, and that was, why can't I say his name? That's terrible. Guided Personality. Lloyd Price. It was Lloyd's label with his business manager who sadly was murdered. All right, so the first one we played was Gone Fishing. General Johnson, 1989 on Surfside, the showman and chairman of the board. Of course, we're General Johnson. Bobby Sheen did Dr. Love, 1966 on Capitol, and he was Bobby Socks and the Blue Jeans. Yeah, it was a Phil Spector production. Stay With Me, Mel Williams. And the version I played, 1957 on Capitol. But what's interesting is that also was released earlier, same record, same version, by the Johnny Otis Show. And Mel Williams was routinely in the Johnny Otis Show, but he also was a member of the Shields. You cheated, you lied, you said that you loved me? Yeah. Then we had Ted Taylor, Somebody's Always Trying, 1964 on OK. He was in the Cadets. Yeah, Stranded in the Jungle. And the Jacks. Yeah, why don't you write me? David Ruffin and Eddie Kendrick, I Couldn't Believe It, 1987 on RCA. Of course, they were both in The Temptations. Eugene Church did Mind Your Own Business, and he was in The Clicks, 1961 on King. Actually, The Clicks were Eugene Church and Jesse Belvin, really, but they had a couple things as a group. And, Once Upon a Time was my fave. Eddie Floyd, I Never Found a Girl, 1968 on Stax. So Eddie was a founding member of the Falcons. Richard Berry did Have Love, Will Travel, 1960 on Flip. In addition to writing Louie Louie, of course, he was in The Flares and The Crowns. Pookie Hudson, of course, I mentioned in The Spaniels. It was Sonny Turner with This Ring, 1983 on Christopher on EP. And, of course, he was in The Platters. In fact, he was the lead singer on With This Ring. And Gene Chandler, 1968 on Brunswick, the album cut of Cowboys to Girls. He was in the Duques. In fact, the Duques are the ones who recorded Duke of Earl, which unbeknownst to the group was released as a Gene Chandler single. So that is pretty much it with all of the bumpers. Now, do I have, here we go, I'll do it real quickly. Because James has been waiting a while. So real quickly, James, are you ready for your World War II question?
Yes.
Okay. In 1939, there was a non-aggression pact between what two countries?
Between Germany and the Soviet Union.
And we have a winner. All right. Good deal. So hold your answers, because I know you'll have some guesses on my question of what we were selling for $6 in Oklahoma and $2 in West Virginia. But we'll do that next week. So hang on. We'll confirm your address, and you're a winner. All right, so pretty much that's a wrap. Tomorrow night, deal is we will be on after the game, and it'll be after midnight. I believe it's Blackhawks, so it'll probably be right after the midnight news. I'm not sure, but we'll have a little less than an hour to spend together, and I hope you'll join me. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank those of you who called. We'll do it again tomorrow night on WGN Radio.